Today's reading begins in Acts chapter 9, verse 20. Acts 9, verse 20. And immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogue, saying, He is the Son of God. And all who heard him were amazed and said, Is not this the man who made havoc in Jerusalem of those who called upon his name? And has he not come here for this purpose, to bring them bound before the chief priests? But Saul increased all the more in strength, and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ. When many days had passed, the Jews plotted to kill him, but their plot became known to Saul. They were watching the gates day and night in order to kill him, but his disciples took him by night and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a basket. And when he had come to Jerusalem, he attempted to join the disciples. They were all afraid of him, for they did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared to them how on the road he had seen the Lord, who spoke to him, and how at Damascus he had preached boldly in the name of Jesus. So he went in and out among them at Jerusalem, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord. And he spoke and disputed against the Hellenists, but they were seeking to kill him. And when the brothers learned this, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus. So the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was being built up, and walking in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it multiplied. Now as Peter went here and there among them all, he came down also to the saints who lived at Lydda. There he found a man named Annas, bedridden for 8 years, who was paralyzed. And Peter said to him, Annas, Jesus Christ heals you. Rise and make your bed. And immediately he rose, and all the residents of Lydda and Sharon saw him, and they turned to the Lord. Now there was in Joppa a disciple named Tabitha, which translated means Dorcas. She was full of good works and acts of charity. In those days she became ill and died, and when they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, hearing that Peter was there, sent two men to him, urging him, Please come to us without delay. So Peter rose and went with them. And when he arrived, they took him to the upper room. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other garments that Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all outside and knelt down and prayed, and turning to the body, he said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and raised her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And he stayed in Joppa for many days with one Simon, a tanner. This was a short but important reading for us today. We had already seen the conversion of Saul. He had been confronted by the Lord on the road to Damascus. He had gone without sight, being led by the hand to the city. Ananias was sent in order to allow him to regain his sight. And also he baptized him so that Saul became a Christian. And after this point, he began preaching boldly in the name of Jesus. There was no intermediary period in which Saul had to figure things out. Saul knew who Jesus was now. All the knowledge that he had of the Old Testament, that he'd been schooled in, that he'd had faith in all of these years, now seemed very clear to him because he could see that they pointed toward the Christ. And so now he uses that knowledge in order to teach others. So he's going to the synagogue and he is proclaiming Jesus, and people are looking at him saying, isn't this the man that made havoc in Jerusalem for those that call upon his name? In other words, Christians. And has he not come here for the same purpose, to bring them bound to the chief priests? So Saul was widely known and people knew that he was a persecutor of the church, but now he glorifies God and glorifies Jesus as God. It states that he confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ. But of course, the Jews don't care too much for this, and they begin to plot to kill him. And they're guarding all of the gates in and out of the city in order to capture him. But Saul is not alone. Saul has made friends. Friends that have a like precious faith as he does, that valued his life and what he was doing in preaching the gospel, And so they find a way to let him through the wall, lowering him in a basket so that his life would be spared. He comes to Jerusalem. He attempts to join the disciples, but their reaction is much the same. We know who this is. He's a persecutor. We don't want to let him in. But Barnabas speaks up for him and says, no, he is now our brother. And with that, they accept him, and he's able to go in and out among the saints at Jerusalem. But it doesn't take long before he has opposition here as well, and there are those that seek to kill him. And so the saints there took him to Caesarea and sent him back to his hometown of Tarsus. And it states that after Saul was converted, that now the church had peace and was being built up, and they were walking in the fear of the Lord. The reading switches over to Peter now, and Peter is going around and preaching and performing many mighty works by the power of God, including healing a man by the name of Annas. And he was a paralytic, and he tells him, Jesus Christ heals you, rise and make your bed. And that's exactly what he does. And all the residents around there saw this, and they believed. They turned toward the Lord. Then there was a woman named Dorcas, or Tabitha, that passed away. And the disciples sent for Peter, and when he arrives, they take him to the upper room, and they're talking about all the good things that she has done for them. She was full of charity. And he clears the room and prays, and then calls on Tabitha to arise, and she opens her eyes. She gets up. She is alive. Realize she was not merely sleeping. She was dead. But God brought her back. And again, this thing became known throughout all the region, and many believed in the Lord. Many mighty works are being done in the name of Jesus Christ. Many bold words are being spoken about Jesus Christ. And the result was that people believed. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.